The latest sensation on the world's pop charts is 800 years old. Gregorian chants performed by the Cistercian monks of Austria's Heiligenkreuz Abbey. Monks have lived, prayed, and sung at this abbey since the year 1133. Now they're using the latest technology to get their voices heard. The album is called Chant, Music for the Soul. It's just been released in the United States. Father Karl Wallner is a monk at Heiligenkreuz, and he joins us now from his record company offices in Berlin. Welcome, Father Karl.
Welcome. Yeah, it's very pleasure to talk to you.
Tell us about these chants. Can you translate some of them for us?
Yes, of course. Yeah, and those songs that we are singing, they are really prayers, and we are praying every day, starting at 5:15, in those prayers to God. And it's just our normal prayers that are on the record. Yeah, and we are very amazed that now our spirituality with this album goes out of our old monastery and seems to touch a lot of people. Otherwise, they wouldn't buy the album.
What are you praying for?
We are not praying for anything, yeah, because our praying is without any purpose. Our only purpose is to say God that He is great as creator and redeemer of man. And that's the vocation of a Christian monk, that he is chosen by God to give praise to Him because God is so wonderful.
How old are these chants?
Well, the chants are very old, yeah. The name Gregorian chant is derived from Pope Gregory the Great. He died in 604, and most of those melodies are more than 900 years old, yeah. When I entered the monastery, it was very funny, because then when we are exercising, then suddenly the cantor, the director of music, said, "Oh, that's a very modern melody," and then I asked, "What means modern?" "Oh, it's from the 13th century, that's very modern," yeah.
Do you have a favorite, Father Karl?
Yes, it's track number 3. Yeah, it's Libera Me Domine, and we are singing it when a monk dies, and we are carrying his body to church, and it's one of the most joyful songs that exists. Yeah, because we think when a monk dies, he goes to paradise. Yeah, he goes to heaven, he goes to God, and he has reached the target of his life. And for me, it's one of the most beautiful songs.
Let's listen. Father Karl, it is so beautiful and meditative, but I have to say, for someone who's used to a more 20th or 21st century aesthetic,
yeah,
they all sound kind of the same.
It sounds quite to be the same, but they are very different. Yeah, when you just have to sing it as a monk, yeah, you will see that it's very complicated. And it's really always different. Yeah, you have melodies that make you happy, and you have melodies who sound very sad too. So it might sound for someone who has not yet experienced his ears in listening to Gregorian chant, to plain chant, that it is always the same. But that's really not true. It's one of the most exciting kinds of singing to God.
How did you come to record this album?
Yeah, miracles happen, yeah, and God had his hand over us because we were chosen by Universal Music. Universal Music was looking for the most beautiful voices in the world, and I sent an application on the very last day that was possible, on the 29th of February, and I apologized. Yeah. I said, "We are a monastery in Austria, and you will not be interested in us. But the Holy Father is a big fan of our Gregorian chant because he has been here in 2007, and we are full with young vocations, and we have very beautiful voices. Just have a look to a video clip at YouTube that was put by a young brother there. And on the very next day, on the 1st of March, they were calling us from London. Yeah, and then they have chosen us.
It's so interesting that you're singing many, many hundreds of year old songs.
Yes.
But you also post videos on YouTube.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, Cistercian monks live with the rule of Saint Benedict, and it was written 1,500 years ago. And even then, Saint Benedict says that every monk has to have the instruments to write. Yeah? And I say, for nowadays, this means that every monk has to have a computer and has to know how to deal with the new medias.
Does it get uncomfortable a little bit, this much, I don't know, contact and
No, that's just normal. Yeah, we want that people see how beautiful it is to live very close to God. Yeah, we don't want to hide from the world. Of course, the monastery has to stay a place of peace, yeah, and a place of concentration to God.
So you're not going to go on a world tour there? You're not...
No, that's very funny, because every day about two or three calls I come in and they ask me to go for a tournée to the Cathedral of Milano, or even to sing at a dinner party of some big company or some. But we say we will never go out for any tournée, and we will never sing on a stage, because the intention of our songs is always to praise God, and this would never fit on one of the big stages of the world. So our monastery will stay the only place where people will be able to listen to us.
Father Carl, this isn't the first time Gregorian chant has hit the pop charts. A group of Benedictine monks had a hit record, also called Chant, in 1994. Have you heard that album?
Yes, of course, yeah. And this was the reason why we had big concerns, because it was the abbey of Domingo de Silos in Spain, and they had a lot of problems with dealing with the medias after this. And that's also the reason why we said already before, when nobody had any idea that it could become such a big success, we have to deal with the medias in a strict way. Yeah, I could have TV teams every day, yeah, but it's not fine, and you do not enter in a monastery to pray always in front of photographers and TV teams. Yeah, we are open for the medias, of course, because we want to give testimony to the world, but our life in the monastery will not be disturbed or even destroyed by the success of our album.
Father Karl Wallner is a Cistercian monk at the Abbey of Heiligenkreuz in Austria. Father Karl, thank you very much.
It was a big pleasure. Yeah, God bless you. Bye-bye.